Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Hi, this is Susan, and I'm here with Julie, and today is a few days after Halloween, and the wind is howling, and between the howling wind and some of the crazy podcasts that we've been deep into, we decided to go through Andra and look through it and figure out, we originally said, what are some of Andra's most, our most preferred spells.
Right.
That she does. And I'm going to start because I already know what Julie's favorite part's going to be. She's pointing at me, so she's, of course, distracting me again.
That's part of my spell.
Every time I start off and then I'm like half talking and trying to figure out, she's giving me some, you know, giving me some gestures that I'm supposed to try to decipher and figure out.
So that mean absolutely nothing.
That mean nothing. Okay.
We're looking at the Endra scripts by Polonius, 10 plays by Polonius, and after you.
Yes, we are. And I'm just going to say, there's some parts in here. We were going through this, and Endra is a witch, but she's more than a witch. She doesn't do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around and, you know, the crazy kind of spells. She actually does things that we all do. She uses perspective. Mm. She uses the influence of science. And what she understands about the mind and how the mind works to do things that appear to be like magic, but they are more than that because it's actually something any of us could actually do with practice and really with a lot of work, because you have to clear your mind of things that instead of telling yourself you can't do things, she moves into a space if she knows she can do things. So
what can I just add? She works in collaboration of her physical with the energetic. And so she works with, you know, the weather and nature around her. And she works with energy that's occurring, whether it be through interactions. And she works with just everyday occurrences.
Mm-hmm. So, because I want to get into this because it's a little quieter out there. And at any point, if you hear a big whirl, it is the wind outside. It's us. It's not Julie here blowing into the microphone.
No, it's a beautiful fall day in New England, and it is extremely windy.
Yes. So I'm going to talk about mine because since I considered how we were going to do it, I get to do it and talk about the ones the one I like the best, but there's 10, as we said, there are 10 plays, and they're actually plays. And there's one play that I realized, oh God, there's so many of these I like for so many different reasons. But if you were going to ask me my favorite spell, oh God, I keep going back and forth. Okay, it is the Elixir of Words. It's phase 7, which is the Elixir of Words and Digesting the Truth. And basically, Andra ends up going with one of her colleagues, a good friend, to the doctor who's been given a crazy diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, if you read it, it's so freaking funny. But, and it, all these stories are somewhat based in fact, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. They all are. We kind of exaggerated to protect the innocent. But they really are all based somewhat in truth. There's nothing that's totally crazy. And the reason this spell I love the best, and I'm not going to give away too much because I don't want to ruin it, but it really gets to the core of what everyone can do right here and right today. It has a lot to do with the words that you use, the things that you do to satisfy some dysfunction or some need you have. And she uses words to change the perspective of somebody. Mm. And once that perspective is achieved, everything changes.
Right.
And and it actually, this is based in a, this actually is, if you read it, it looks like, oh, this is garbage. This is actually based on a true story. It has been exaggerated, but the premise of what actually occurred. And that's not the reason why I love it. It's not because it's based on on something that really happened, but it's based in something that everybody can do today. If you read this and of course it would be something you'd read it, and I think you'd have to read it again to get the gist of it, but you can put that into practice today. And that's why for a spell, this is my most favorite.
Hi, this is Julie here with Susan, and I have to ask you, what's one of the favorite books that we've written together? Which one would you say?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it, and it wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite. What
You
about
know,
you?
I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Endra book. So the Endra scripts is really fun as well. So I agree with you.
Yep. Awesome.
Hey, Susan, you remember that old song that Tom Petty sang?
Which old song?
The waiting is the hardest part. Well, he was so right about that. The waiting is the hardest part. The coolest thing about all the stuff we've written, you can get it as an ebook right now,
Right now.
live on Amazon, right now. And you know what they say, there's no time like the present.
But I have to go now and go to another one. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to, I know you want, you're dying, you're chomping at the bit to tell me your favorite one, but
No, go
I'm
ahead.
gonna keep on. My favorite story though is because it's the funniest one is, no, that's that one I know is yours, Mirror Mirror on the Wall. This one, which is Cha-ching, Here's Your Change, Phase 5, is my favorite story for so many reasons. It's based on now Endra is in her where she works, and there's issues going on with the landlord, and there's rallies and there's marches, and Mr. Relinction, who is the building owner, has some remarkable what do I want to say? Remarkable.
Do we want to say
No,
powers of
no, no.
no?
I'll say
Okay.
a coincidental comparisons
Ah.
to people, to someone that we probably all somehow know. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's not the reason why I like it. The reason I love it is because everybody, she's in some respects, what's going on, people don't understand, but there's this one person who's really kind of intimidating and using his powers of persuasion to make people believe something and get them off track of what's really occurring. And Endra doesn't engage. She completely stays clear of all of it. All of this is going around her. And the spell she uses relates to the I Ching. That's how the cha-ching part of it comes in, because it deals with money, but it's the I Ching, and she uses the I Ching, and uses that to use nature. And actually, what she does is you almost read it and you think she's doing a specific thing, and something occurs, and yet it's not really till the end that you realize how it all kind of comes together, and you're like, ah, what you think she's doing, she's not really doing. It's really she allows nature to help her because the I Ching is based on yarrow sticks and using nature, and it of course within the story deals with wood, and so the I Ching it's not that part that's my most favorite part, but I do love it. But I love the story. I love the story, and I love how it ends, and I love how it comes together because it for me it clarified so much. I'll say BS in the world that we all see, and she adjusts it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just a whole different perspective.
Right. And that's one of my favorite as well, because not only does it go into the I Ching in a different way, that's a new way of looking at it. And that's the cool thing about this book, the Endra Scripts, because each play goes into something that it could be well known in, witchcraft material and
Herbs.
anything written in that
We
sense.
talk about herbs
Yet
and
it's
Reiki.
not like that. It's herbs in a different way. It's
Yes.
Reiki in a really unusual way that
works. Acupuncture in acupuncture, a different way, yes.
Right? Acupressure, the I Ching, also looking at sound and energy. And I also like the one that you're talking about with the I Ching in it, because it looks at the I Ching in a very yes. different way. Mm. And that has been around for years. And a lot of people yes. work with the I Ching.
Yes.
And when you move to a different energy with it, and yes. she does.
Yes.
In a totally uniquely Endra-like way.
Mm.
And she, things occur, because of course they do.
Right.
And you're kind of amazed at the end, as you are with all of them. There's a lot of humor in them, and there's a lot of funny interactions. And so that's one of my favorite as well. And there are just many favorite parts in this book where there are underlying spells just in her interactions mm-hmm. with the energy of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's not murmuring things under her breath, nope. but what she's utilizing in just the basic space of her presence is just the totality of her energy and understanding what the interaction is about. And what she's communicating with is the energy
mm.
rather than the dysfunction of the person. And that is completely fascinating. And
so I want to interrupt you, because you say things, and I don't think the power of what you just said is really grasped. I know what you're saying. Okay. What you said is the energy she does. And see, we're giving a little bit away. You read the book and you laugh and you see it and you think, oh my God, this is great. What's going to happen? And then when you get to the end and you read it, you're like, whoa, wait a second.
Mm.
Oh my. And that's when you, like you say, you think she, I can't say that because I'm going to give it away. When we wrote it, it took us a long time. We went through so many different gyrations because it kept changing. Mm. Because we kept going, what's the truth? What would Endra do? Not what Susan or Julie would do. Right. What would Endra do? And if you go back and you re-listen to what she just said, because if I say it, I'm going to give it away. And I can't do that, because it's the beautiful part of the book.
Mm.
And it's the end of each story. And you're like, oh my God,
mm.
I didn't see that coming. And it's not like a twist. It's like, oh. You realize that what you think she's doing, she's really not doing.
Right.
And it's actually after we wrote it and we went back and we had that same experience
right.
of like, oh my God, wait a second.
Right.
We said this, but that's not really what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, and yeah.
Right. And it's a huge learning experience for ourselves as the writers, which is funny, which is great when that occurs.
Yes.
It makes it even more meaningful when
right.
you're in that space of writing it and you're also participating in it as well. And as a play, that's what occurs. And that's a brilliance of it, because, you know, a little backstory here, we did start it. The first one is actually a favorite of mine because it deals with tarot cards. And there's a beautiful, fun spell in there that just deals with nature.
Yeah.
And it's just completely simple and eloquent and special. And it just deals with her understanding of the interaction and just utilizing nature and just collaborating with nature in the sense that she's a part of nature and utilizing nature as like her arm or her leg, but also as her partner.
And that too is based in true events.
Right, right.
Those that everything that occurs in general, there's some stuff that we, but the it's actually all the spells really relate to something that's very true.
Right.
That occurred.
Right.
To some degree.
Right. And they are utilized in collaboration with Endra.
Yes.
Because she's using them and she's interacting with the energy in the space, the people in the space, what's occurring in the space, and also just her presence in the space. And that's hugely magnified by the power of her presence and her existence in Wendover.
So what's your favorite spell? You didn't even tell me.
Well, you know, I would say it's in the first story. The first story, it's a very simple spell. It's beautifully contrived. It rhymes. It has all the elements. And it's just very, very simple. There's no special attributes that she has. There's no special product she has to have. It's just a conversation with the energy. And it's a beautiful rendition.
And so I have to
say, powerful.
In the first story and in subsequent stories, there's not a lot that Endra actually does, like recites mm-hmm. in her spells. A lot of them are very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They're poignant in her movements. Yet the ones that do have verse, you created majority of them.
Mm.
You did. because you are the poet and you are the witch. But between the two of us, you are the witch.
Trump's in the news. He's in the news. He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Julie, you don't do trivia like everybody else.
I started with the Christmas trivia book because I found all this really interesting Christmas content. And so I started making really fun questions. Stuff that nobody else has asked.
But you didn't stop there.
Nope. I'm working on Halloween, Samhain, and trivia on magic in Salem. And love trivia that's going to be a bit X-rated.
You have another one.
Yes, we worked on it together. The Kabbalion trivia. It's an ebook. It's on Amazon.
And we might end up thinking about the Kabbalion in ways that you would never have imagined.
When I say hologram, does it make you think of how the sum of the parts equals the whole? Also, how the whole is represented in the parts? It does for me, because the whole picture and the details are important. That's why Susan and I put 5 parts in our book, Energetic Invocations, A Book of Vibrational Change. Self, journey, people, environment, and world. Each part is important in detail, but also as a part of your whole life. Work on the parts and work on your whole life. Change can happen. Energetic Invocations and Energetic Invocation Series available now on Amazon. Download the ebook today or get the paperback.
And I would like to ask you, which I think a lot of people, where does that come from when you go into that verse?
It just comes from an honoring presence of the words and the collaboration of every vibration of the sound and the meaning and where it's sourced. And then it just completely comes together as if it was already written and already part of the scene.
And yet you create it. I don't take credit for any of that because, you know, I may prod you and you come up and I'm like, nope. Or on you and push you like, no, we got to go. This is sometimes I will help lead you to what we want to accomplish. We work on that together.
Right.
But then you go into it and it kind of comes and you, what's that space? How would you describe when you do that? Because they're beautiful. The verses are beautiful because they do encompass all of the energy and there is something to it when you listen to it. And the beautiful thing is being a play. Is these all are meant to be spoken. This
right.
isn't meant to be read silently. These are, we're written to be spoken.
Right. To be spoken, to be enacted, and for whoever's reading it to play the part themselves as they're reading it. So there you go. You're actually having a unique presence with the identity of the character that you're speaking.
And so can I be so bold as to say when one reads that, would that mean that they have access to that space that you were in when you created it?
Of course they do. They have access, and as much as you are a part of the dialogue as well, they have access to all of that space
right.
where we created it all.
Mm.
And that's really cool. When you get into the
that's
vibration.
That's why we wanted to do it as a play. When we
yes.
started off, like Julie said, it was written as a story, and
right.
I was like, nope.
Yep.
Nope. And we fought, and it took us, 6 months to even get to the point of pulling that and making it a play. And we fought because you didn't want to. You were like, you really liked it. And and then when it started to roll and we got in that space of it, it came on. Then I think that's the beauty of what was in your head kind of came out.
Well, I like it written as a story because I like to write stories. Yet I love it existing as a play because it's just the high intensity dialogue. It's you're sitting there and you're, you know, watching this occur, but you're also speaking it.
So
you have access to the words.
Could I also ask you then, is the first one your favorite also because the tarot is your I don't know, spell of choice, your tool of choice?
In a way, but I mean, the Reiki one is a favorite as well.
Yeah,
and I mean, all 10 of them are
yeah,
a favorite.
And I know, for so many, I know.
And as we go into Knight's world, I already have favorites there that I'm not even aware of. So
yeah, there you go.
We're in that
there
edge right now, writing
I
that.
Love, if I were going to tell somebody to pick one to read, Which one do you think you would pick? Because I feel like the first one's good because it kind of gives you the it gives you the background. It talks about Endra. It talks about Wendover. It talks about the area, and it's really funny about a guy who spills coffee on her, and she gets back at him in a way that, oh my god,
but it's not malicious at all.
No,
there's nothing. To
No. It's not a like I don't know some of the you know the stories shows you see about witches and stuff, and they go in and they you know like. I'm going to say like American Horror Story, which was great. They did Coven, but it's nothing like that.
Right.
This is not a, we're going to go in and we're going to get back at the world. This is actually very empowering because it has nothing to do with anyone else. It really, and okay, so this is a little bit of a hint. When you get to the end, you realize it's all about Endra.
Right.
She, her focus is her and her life and her world, but she's not by any means selfish in any way, shape, and form. She's very kind and warm and giving to people, but not in a dysfunctional, I need to do this to prove something mode.
Right. And it's actually a true aspect of power, and I'm not going to give it away
as to what it is.
So but a true aspect of power. And it's funny to tell someone what, you know, what they should read. I would have to say, what do you feel like today? Are you interested in the tarot, or are you want to, you know, read something that's really funny or you want to, because a lot of them are just really funny. There's a lot of funny elements to them. And
I love Cha-Ching. I love Cha-Ching. It deals again, like I said, with, you know, there'll be some familiar, I guess familiar characters in there in some respect.
Mm-hmm.
I love Reiki because it's a little bit near and dear to my heart for certain reasons. Gosh, I love A Different Transmission because I think it's the freaking funniest thing in the world. But I do also like The Elixir of Words because it is a very something I can definitely relate to, and it's so I don't know. It's so funny because we talk about which ones should we put up and try to give a sampler. And I don't even know which one it would be.
Right. I agree with you because sometimes it's just specific scenes from different plays that I really enjoy. Yeah. I think of and I reenact them in my head and I think, okay, I'm ready to see them on stage, you know?
Right. So we would love to hear back from you as to which one's your favorite. And I'm just going to briefly mention the different things we talk about. We talk about the tarot, talk about herbs, Reiki, acupuncture, I Ching. And then we talk about traditional witchcraft, the truth. We talk about sense and your senses. And I'll just say otherworldly ideas.
Right. And this is all in the semblance of Endra's world, which is in Wendover,
which is like
a part of her world. Okay?
And it's like it could be your street downtown. Right. She doesn't live in some, and it's not, you know, someone trying to fit in our world.
Right.
She lives here, but she very much creates her own world.
She does.
So thank you. And again, it's the Endra Scripts, 10 plays by Polonius. You can find it on Amazon and on Google Play, both in ebook form, I think, on Google Play, and a printed book on Amazon. And as well, you can see the rest of our books at www.eipublishing.com. Thanks.
Thank you.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads' self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.